Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of An Everyday Goddess Trying to Create, Live, Be in an Extraordinary Life, or maybe it is really just trying to be extraordinary in this life. It's Good Friday, and Good Friday, actually this whole week for me, personally, from Wednesday through Sunday, Easter Sunday, really very important for me. Not because I am a devout practicing Catholic. It's because of the lifestyle that I choose to live. I am a Christian. I live by the teachings of Jesus, the Master Jesus. And if you know anything of the teachings, the principles of the teachings are very much to the principles of yoga and Buddha. That it's a spiritual practice. It's about mindfully, accountably, being aware and living. Extraordinary, acting well, being an acting well being. For me, though, it goes a little bit deeper. And it's so funny because no matter what is going on in the world, I will come to this point every year of my life at this time, and I will have all the events surrounding Good Friday lead up to the way I live as a Christian and how I view my service to God and how I feel about humanity. The other day, I walk with this amazing being. Her name is Paige, and she's just phenomenal, and she's a photographer, and we became friends not that long ago, but it was an instant connection, an instant respect, and an instant a true connection, a true soul vibe that we just immediately aligned just coherently and cohesively our lives and just and being together, and we walk and yesterday we were talking about the word tribe and family and soul, and leading up to this conversation I had had several things happen that brought to mind the idea of blood family, soul family, tribe, humanity, unity and diversity, trying to create not separation, but a human family to understand that we are all one. And if you say the word namaste, it does say the divine light in me recognizes the divine light in you. And if that divine light is that we both have red blood cells, then so be it. We both have red blood cells. However, we were talking about the word tribe and squad and how people just, you know, flippantly use things sometimes. And Sebastian Junger resurrecting the word tribe, meaning that we are all different soul families, blood families, but we are all in a community. And as a community, as a tribe, we work together and we take care of one another. We're unified even through our diversities. And even in times of challenges, if you read his book, he speaks, the tribe, he speaks about even during times of challenges, a true tribal community puts aside all their differences to work together. And some might say it's for survival. Okay. That's probably right, because isn't that what every aspect of living organisms look to do, is to survive, and that during challenges everyone feels so valued and important, and that a lot of times people miss challenges because of that. And it got me to thinking yesterday when I was walking with Paige, myself, and what do I call tribe, what do I refer to as soul family, and then blood family, which is obvious, and extended families. And this past week, outside of my conversation with Paige, I had several other conversations with a friend who wound up meeting relative of mine who really isn't a relative. We're not even blood relatives, but we call each other cousin. And I found a picture of a gentleman who I call uncle, who really isn't my uncle, but yet, even though he has passed away and he was my father's best friend, my father's passed away, his children and I still call each other cousin. Crazy. And then how I am with my own blood family and not necessarily feeling that my extended families are soul connections, and they're certainly not blood connections, but there's a certain accountability and mindfulness and respect that we have for how our families or how our relationships were created. So I'm just going to give you a really quick back history on that. And the one thing I always like to remember is that the reason I'm sharing my adventures, and they truly are adventures, during or through the podcasts and through Instagram and social media, is to help give practical tools, insights, and awarenesses that I have had access to almost my whole life. And even though I started actively studying when I was 13, all the different modalities and religions and spiritual practices, I was very aware very early on, and that does have a lot to do with my upbringing. So a little bit of my back history. My grandmother, who is my mom's mom, was adopted, and we have no history of her family. She was adopted out of the foundling home, and right after her adoption, the foundling home had had a horrendous fire, and all her records were lost. So I knew that her last name was Kennedy, and that was it. Oh, and in a year she was born, and we're assuming her birthday was her birthday. But even that is questionable. She was adopted to a German family, and their last name was Ubel. And Mrs. Ubel, Nellie, husband had died. So her and my grandmother had pretty much been alone. My grandmother was extremely beautiful. She had red hair and green eyes and really light, light white skin. And she was being brought up on the Lower East Side of Manhattan by this German woman. And my grandmother wound up marrying a man who was in the mob, in the early part of the mob, truthfully. He was the roaring 20s kind of mob guy, and he was actually killed. And when he was killed, he left my grandmother with a daughter that they had together and then children that he had had with another woman. And one of them was my Uncle Chubby, who I grew up with as my Uncle Chubby. And his family is this one gentleman who calls me cousin and ran into my friend is. That's his grandson. So my Uncle Chubby is my Aunt Jean's half-brother, and my Aunt Jean is my mother and my aunt's half-sister. Yet I was raised with never knowing that, and my Uncle Chubby being my uncle, didn't know any different. And my grandmother raised Chubby as her son. And Chubby's children went on to call my grandmother their grandmother. And she raised everyone like that. And she wound up remarrying a man who then continued to raise the children like that as well. And there's another great side story to that. There was a man who was in love with my grandmother, and he wound up marrying her mother to be close to her, because my grandmother, once her first husband was killed, really got to marry her true love, her soulmate, her twin flame, my grandfather. And they actually died very young. They were in their 60s. They both had cancer. They were both in comas. But my grandfather did not know that my grandmother had cancer and that she was in a coma. But my grandmother was aware that my grandfather had cancer and he was in a coma. My grandmother was in New Jersey. My grandfather was in New York. My grandfather died Thursday night, I believe. And my grandmother died Friday morning. So there's an amazing love story there, but that's another podcast for another time. And that talks about soul connection, soul family, and that this tribal energy that even though you're not blood and you might not be soul family, there is an energy that we form when we work in community and we take care of one another and we realize that as beings from a supreme entity, creator, mother, father, divine, that we are all one and that we are all connected by this energy, this higher stream of consciousness, this spark of light. My father, it was 13 when he ran away from home and had a very tumultuous life. His father was believed to be abusive. He was my grandfather on my father's side was a child prodigy and was a virtuoso on the violin and played Carnegie Hall when he was 12 years old. But due to the times, he wound up marrying young and having children and was very, very angry. And my father wound up leaving the home, although staying very close to his brother and his twin sisters. And then a life that he wound up leading led him to becoming himself part of a family and of organized crime, which is really funny because that was my grandmother's first husband. And my mother wound up repeating very much what my grandmother had experienced. And my father was killed when I was 18 years old. Today, I was going through pictures and a box to look for something, and I found a picture, and the picture was of my father's best friend, whose name was Sally Dogs, and I sent over a text of the picture to one of Sally's kids, and he calls me Cuz. The funny thing is that my father was so close to Sally that you would have never realized that they were not blood. They treated each other as if they had been born together and really had a story and a history that makes any movie you watch from The Godfather to Goodfellas, they pale in comparison to their story. So again, no blood. They meet by chance, but yet there's an energy that connect my father and Sally in such a way that even though I don't see all of Sally's kids, we still have a connection to call each other cuz. And then I have my blood cousins who I don't see or talk to that often. Yet we were brought up very close. But as we moved and things shifted, our communication shifted. And I'm closer to people I call family from outside of blood than I am to them. Then we have soul family. And that's where soulmates come in from. And that's why I always say to a family, you could be born into a blood family and look at each other and go, are you sure we're related? Because I'm pretty sure I must have been adopted or I was hatched because I have nothing in common with anyone here. But yet you can be walking down the street and have an instant connection with somebody and know instantly you are family, and that's soul family, and those are soulmates. And that's not just soulmates as in love, marriage, but soulmates as in teammates, community mates. So we are connected by soul energy. And the belief is that there are so many energies that come from this one amazing supreme being, that the supreme being created male and female gonads or oversouls, and those oversouls had their soul family, and that's what's born into the, you know, into these dimensions here on planet Earth and throughout time and history. And soul families are born into different blood families so we can learn unity in diversity, so we can be united humanity, recognizing that we are all one energy of unconditional love. Now, the one thing I want to make sure that everyone is understanding is, even though I say I'm not very connected to some of my blood relatives, it does not mean I don't love them. I do. I unconditionally love them. I always say I have certain blood family that I would give a kidney to in a second. You wouldn't have to ask me twice. But please don't ask me to sit down and have Christmas dinner with them. It might not go as well. And I can love them unconditionally, especially if one of us was living in Alaska and the other one of us here in New Jersey. But I feel that way also about some soul family that I know I'm connected to and that I have energies that I'm working through with them, and some tribal family. And I use the word tribe as part of my community. So tribe to me is the communities that I work within. And those aren't always the most gracious relationships. And I have some tribe members that I definitely can look at and say, I'll give you a kidney, but I just don't think I want to have dinner or drinks with you, even if you're buying. What I'm trying to share here is that through our relationships, we are not defined by these categories, tribe or community, soul, blood, extended. I mean, my father's family was a family that really worked together in their own way for survival. As did my grandmother, who was an orphan and took in everyone that was around her because she saw the same need and necessity of unconditional love to help us survive. And that's truly what evolution is. It's survival through salvation. Today, here on Good Friday, being a Christian, it's really important because the one thing that I recognize through the history that's been shared of the Master Jesus and the accounts is that the last words he shares is forgiveness. He wants salvation for others. And I think that's so amazing that if we could look and just separate the idea from our head that keeps us from connecting to one another, and that is that we are not one, but we are. The color of my skin, my hair, my eyes, the way I talk, walk, the things that I say make me a unique individual. And through our experiences, I hope that I will become an extraordinary being. And in that, I want to always put forth my best in the moments that I'm in and be unconditional to all the experiences, because I want to help us evolve, ascend. And that is through salvation, that is through forgiveness, and it is through from being unconditional. Diversity is the friction that keeps us moving and growing, that helps us expand, that made us cross land bridges and now cross social media land bridges, that helped clans and tribes create nations and to link together. And if you talk about any of the religions organized, they all have different tribes and different sects and different clerics and beliefs within them. So you could see all the diversity that does go underneath this umbrella even of organized religion, even of spiritual practices, because Christianity is not any different than the principles and sutras of yoga, and they're not any different than the teachings of Buddha or the teachings that we find in the Tao. And there is a point in time through history that Jesus, the Master, we lose track of him. He's 13 and he doesn't resurface again until his 30s with these teachings. So I'd like to think that he was off doing yoga from 13, like I was. I was taught yoga at 13. So I like to go on the belief that Master Jesus was like hanging out doing yoga and took back these principles to share how to be mindful, accountable beings and to see each other not by the color of our skin or an accent, but to look past that. I was once taught that the windows of the soul, the eyes are the windows to the soul, and that is why our pupils are a hole covered by a lens, the cornea. That hole is actually where all this energy goes in and feeds the Buddhic column that connects us to our soul through our spirit, and then our soul to our higher selves, and our higher selves to the one self, and then flows through the soles of our feet. How funny that is, right? That connects us to the energy that grounds us to this dimension, this planet, this time. And that is the same gravity that keeps us all here on this planet. We all walk it together. There is an invisible energy that we breathe called air, and we all share it. There is an invisible energy that holds us to this planet, and that's called gravity, and we all share it. We all share the same sun. We all have the same moon. We all look up at the same stars. So why is it that we can't look at each other and see each other as family beings? And that our differences, our diversity, our uniqueness is just that, our uniqueness, our gifts. And that the challenge isn't to try to overtake or overcome because we don't understand, but to seek deeper wisdom and knowledge through the experience of sharing and growing. So we ascend higher, just like the vibrations take us. That's my story for today, guys, and I'm sticking to it. How's that? As an everyday goddess. Blood family, soul family, tribe, community, unity, diversity, inhumanity, family. They all end with a Y. Isn't that funny? Community, unity, diversity, humanity, family. Y. And then I-E-Y. The windows to the soul are through our eyes that express more than just tears, whether they be of joy or sadness, or for me, a connection to something that is so phenomenal, so extraordinary, that I have this blessing of a life that was filled with violence, gun violence, murder, abuse, illness, death. And yet I am connected to amazing beings through blood, through soul, through extended family, through heritage, through lineage, through time, through God. Whatever you are going to be experiencing this weekend, Passover starts tonight. It's Good Friday. There's something to look at there, to see and to remember that the one thing that all of our religious texts, whether it be spiritual or organized religions, share are accounts and stories that show through diversity, through challenge, humanity will come together and rise. We will evolve, we will ascend, and we will unite. In spite of what you see in front of you on the news or read. And even though the land bridges have now become light bridges through social media, our connections are greater. The energy travels faster. Mindful awareness and accountability is what will create the experiences of this joy-filled gratitude and connection to looking into a stranger's eyes and recognizing yourself. I hope I wasn't too mushy. Sorry, Good Friday for me. I love all my family, please. Blood, the ones that I said, I'll give you a kidney, but I don't necessarily want to have dinner with you. Hey, that's the truth. I promise you probably don't want to have dinner with me either. Tribe, whether it be business or social, whether it's the communities on Instagram and Facebook or the ones that I work with in physical time. It's an accountability to one another and a respect that we might not all always resonate in the same truthful energy at the same time. And that through our differences and through our challenges, that's actually how we create a better way. That's how we learn to rise up and above. Authentic, transparent, genuine. And a shot of tequila. Worst comes to worst. Have a beautiful, blessed, wonderful, fabulous every day. And my family, I love you. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.